Hello. The sun is in the sky. The stars are in the heavens. Life lives. And I am here to wish you a happy holiday season. With inexorable promptitude, 1983 is upon us. What will it bring? For some, I trust, a revitalized purpose and shining life. For others, not so fortunate, another step deeper into the black pit of oblivion. Some conceive they are in the toils of fate. But others, having achieved insight, know that is not so. It is you who will determine whether in 1983 you will go upward or down, whether your life will be happier or worse. I could tell you many airy things of no consequence. But out of friendship for you and all men, I would like to take this opportunity to remind you that you are the one who determines your own destiny. It is you who choose your future. It is you who holds firmly to your goals or lets them slip. It is you who insist upon receiving standard tech or tolerate shoddy substitutes. When all is said, it is you who will be with yourself at the end. And it is you who will ask yourself, did I do right or did I do wrong? And the state you find yourself in will be the answer. Will you become a brighter person or a cinder? I cannot tell you to arrive at some high state. I cannot order you to be well or happy or affluent. I can only point out to you the route to what your innermost self desires. I have, through half a century of work, found the road out. I have done all I could to point the way. It is you who choose or not to achieve a higher state. Standard ethics will keep you and your friends on the straight road. Standard policy will give you a powerful organization, expanding and prosperous. Standard tech will take you into states of beingness where nothing can strike you down. In this minute particle of time, we have the opportunity to reverse the downward spiral of life. It is you who will avail yourself of it or not. There is no longer any question if it is the right road. Countless people now have followed it with success. It is no longer a question whether standard ethics and policy work. It is only a question of whether or not you apply them. Possibly you find this a somewhat grim holiday message. Ah, there are happy things I could tell you. Book one again, as it has before, is climbing the bestseller list in the bookstores this very moment, and in a number of languages, too. There are also new Dianetics and Scientology books coming out. Oh, yes, I've been busy. I also amuse myself writing a book, Battlefield Earth, and I have gotten out a new music album, Space Jazz, and they are both selling in avalanches. I've always worked in all the arts. It keeps my hand in, amuses people, and whiles away the otherwise idle hour. It's better than playing video games. The secret is, I get no money from students or PCs, and research costs a great deal of money, which I myself have always funded with my writings. And a top publisher just said he had $1 million for my next fiction work. They seem to think I'm more popular than ever. So you must have been saying nice things about me and also telling people to read my books. So thank you. But my main time today is spent polishing the higher levels of research, so you will find the data you need when you reach that stellar point. I am well, indeed so, and I thank you for asking. But I do have a concern. Will you take advantage of the carefully marked trail upward? I hope you do, my friends. For if you don't, it will be very lonely. in the sky.